Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you'll enjoy this message by Pastor Joey Bonifacio.
As many of you know, we've started a series in December entitled Rediscovering Christmas. The goal of this is for us to understand some of the symbols of Christmas, and in that process, ultimately rediscover not just Christmas, but Christ himself. We talked about the Christmas tree and how the Christmas tree and its history is a way to remind us of Christ, the way, the truth, and the life, and the words that he said to us. We also talked about the holly and how in history was something of a pagan ritual which was redeemed by Christians to remind them of the representation of the blood of Christ, which was the way by which we have this life that he's given us. We saw that that was placed on trees, the forerunner of the Christmas tree balls that we find today. Then next, the following week, we talked about Jesus being the light of the world and how the candle was again a pagan ritual redeemed by Christians to remind us that Jesus is the light of the world and then in him there is no darkness. The candle is the forerunner of what we today know as the Christmas lights. Today on week three, I want to talk to you about the very famous candy cane. Many of us look at the candy cane and see it as just a candy that's given to children. But the reality of the history was the candy cane was all about Jesus being the good shepherd. In fact, the candy cane switches over to become the letter J. Jesus is not just our light, he's not just our life, he's actually our good shepherd. And that's the story of the candy cane, a white candy with a red stripe on it to represent the blood of Christ and to show us how Jesus redeemed us. In fact, the peppermint flavor was to remind us of hyssop, the bittersweet flavor that reminds us of the goodness of God and yet the bitter side of his death to resurrect us and to save us and resurrect us for all eternity. This is Jesus as the good shepherd. And so when you find the candy cane on Christmas trees, remind yourself of what it represents. Thus, I've entitled this message, Have a Candy Cane Christmas. In John chapter 10, verse 11, it says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Notice the word sheep and the word good shepherd. For us to understand what a good shepherd is, we must first understand what the truth about sheep. Sheep are actually unpredictable creatures. As docile and as cute as they may be, they're actually very unpredictable. This aerial picture of a shepherd, a lone shepherd with his lone sheepdog, trying to watch over this herd of sheep, shows you some of the few sheep that are straying and about to get lost because they are so unpredictable. Sheep can just stray and get lost. In fact, sheep are so funny that in Scotland, they can cause traffic because when they start straying and getting lost, more than just being strayed and getting lost, sheep are actually very good copycats. They try to follow each other. Thus, we hear the word sheep herding. They're a herd. They follow one another. And when they do so, they can cause traffic in streets like these. The other thing that causes us to understand sheep better is this idea that sheep can actually be restless creatures. They find themselves late at night strolling and getting lost. They find themselves not able to sleep. They're capable, very capable of insomnia. The truth about sheep is they are unpredictable. But secondly, sheep can be very stubborn. Kind of reminds us of who we are, isn't it? Sheep are not always black, but even though they're not black sheep, they are very stubborn. It's interesting how we say that in one pack of sheep, you'll always find one who is a black sheep. But the truth of the matter is, there is a real black sheep in all of us. Life happens to all of us like sheep. And in our stubbornness, we can cause ourselves to become black sheep even if we didn't want to be. Fact of the matter is, the truth about sheep is we're unpredictable, we're stubborn, and the other thing is sheep are dependent. You probably have heard of stories of dogs that become stray dogs and became a pack. Cats that went stray and became the cats in the alley. And we've all heard of the Brumbies or the wild horses. But you've never heard of a pack of wild sheep. Because the fact of the matter is sheep need a shepherd. Because while they're unpredictable and stubborn, they're dependent. The bottom line is that's you and me. We need a good shepherd. The American Dictionary of the English Language defines the word pastor as a shepherd or one that takes care of flocks and herds, one who protects, provides, and guides the sheep. Interestingly, that word is also the word used for Christian ministers of the gospel. And the good shepherd is somebody who protects, provides, and guides people. There's a job description that we find in the book of Psalms, chapter 78, verses 70 to 71. He chose David, his servant, and took him from the sheep pens. From tending the sheep, he brought him to shepherd his people Jacob of Israel, his inheritance. Notice where it says that David's job was to become a king. And yet the Bible uses the word shepherd to define his job description. He was chosen. The role of a shepherd is not quite just something that is given to you. It's something that God chooses to give you. Secondly, it's a work of service. He took him from the sheep pens, from tending the sheep, and he brought him to shepherd the people of Jacob, of Israel, his inheritance, to protect, to provide, and to guide them. What's interesting about chapter 78 is verse 72. And David shepherded them with integrity of heart, and with skillful hands he led them. A shepherd requires integrity of heart and not just a job description. The fundamental difference between a good shepherd is not just that he has a job to fulfill, but he does it out of a right heart. And finally, we see that in John chapter 10, verse 11. I am the good shepherd. And Jesus says the good shepherd lays his life down for his sheep. In other words, it's something that you do freely out of a good heart and a desire to serve the people that God has entrusted to you. In verse 72, the job description continues. He said, David shepherded them with integrity of heart, and with skillful hands he led them. There's a difference between having a good heart and a skill to be able to lead people properly. The shepherd, interestingly, is not just about making sheep follow him. One of the chief roles of a shepherd is to train sheepdogs. To train sheepdogs is not quite that easy, because sheepdogs need to be able to kind of bite a sheep without actually hurting them. Training sheepdogs is part of the skill set of a shepherd. The ability to call, to whistle, to train, to feed. There's a huge amount of things that a shepherd needs to have. A good shepherd has to have an understanding of his role and his job description, a good heart, and finally, skillful hands. What makes Jesus more than just a good shepherd is he brought shepherding to a whole nother level. We find that in the book of Psalms, Psalm 23. I used to recite this psalm to my children, because there is probably no psalm that brings greater comfort to people like you and me, and even little children, when we read this psalm, a picture of the Good Shepherd and a picture of our very Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 23, verses 1 to 3 reads, "The Lord is my shepherd, and as such, I lack nothing. Because he makes me lie down in green pastures," which is, by the way, probably the most significant thing you need to have is the loss of anxiety and worry. And only Jesus can lead you down the green pastures and lead you beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. Nothing could be greater than to have a refreshed soul each and every day of our lives. And he guides us along the paths for his namesake. The promise is, because of that reality, even though I walk through the darkest of valleys, I will fear no evil. Though even though I walk through the darkest moments, COVID-2020, whatever I'm facing today, this year, even though I walk through that valley, Christmas reminds me that Jesus is my shepherd, and I will fear no evil, for he is with me. His very rod and his staff is so comforting to me, because I know he's skillful and his heart is in the right place. His goal is not to hurt me, but to guide me, to protect me, and to provide for me. He prepares for me a table in the presence of my very enemies. That's a powerful thought, that while the wolves are around me watching me eat in this beautiful pasture, God prepares this wonderful table for me and only for me. The wolves are there, but they cannot touch me because he's around. He anoints my head with oil. As a result of that, I'm healed and my cup literally overflows. The guarantee, therefore, is surely, not probably, surely your goodness, his goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The truth about sheep is we're unpredictable, stubborn, and dependent. And the good news is we have a good shepherd who knows his job, has the integrity of heart, skillful hands, and someone who brings it to a whole nother level. Thus, he's able to shepherd us even if there was just me. There's a good story in the Bible where Jesus talks about the shepherd who leave the 99 and just go after the one. I love the quote from St. Augustine who said, God loves each of us as if there were only one of us. And that's the interesting thing about Jesus being our good shepherd. He will shepherd you if you were just the only person who lived on earth. My final point to this whole message is the shepherd became one of the sheep. That's a whole nother level. To make sure that if ever the wolf comes around and tries to eat us, he will be willing to give his life down for us. John chapter 1 verse 29, the next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. The next time you see a candy cane, remember, have a candy cane Christmas and understand the truth about sheep. We're unpredictable, we're stubborn, but we're ultimately dependent. We can't do life on our own. Thank God we have a good shepherd who knows his job description very clearly, who has the integrity of heart, who has skillful hands, and who brought it to a whole other level as defined for us in Psalm 23, who will shepherd us despite the fact that we are the only person on earth, the shepherd who became the sheep himself. I pray that as you celebrate the Christmas season, that you will rediscover Christmas, or more importantly, rediscover Christ. And for some of you, that this year will be the year that you discover Jesus in 2020. And as you do that, you will ultimately rediscover the true meaning of Christmas. As I end this moment on meditating on the Word of God, let's move on to proclaiming the truth of who Jesus is. I want you to find a piece of bread and a cup, the symbols that Jesus talked about to remind us of who he is. And join me in this brief word of proclamation and prayer. As we celebrate the Christmas season, show us its true meaning. May the symbols of the season come to life, not as mere decor and traditions, but for all its truth and worth. We proclaim, Jesus, that you are our good shepherd. And as our good shepherd, we can be assured that you will lead us, protect us, provide for us, and guide us accordingly. We know that you will be our good shepherd even if you were the only sheep on this earth. Thank you for being the very Lamb of God who came and took away all our sins. And in your name, Jesus, we pray. And everyone said, Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Every Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you've been blessed by today's message. For more information, visit everynation.org.sg.